want to thank God for this great opportunity that God would make you and me meet and have a relationship as we walk through what we call as destiny. My brother, my sister, my name is Reverend Peter Kumar, and I live in South Carolina, the United States. I have a ministry called End Time Forerunners. The ministry takes me to many countries. The revelation God has given to me is to prepare people of God for the times such as this. For the times such as this. Everybody talks about the end times. Everybody talks about global matters. Everybody talks about wars, famines, earthquakes. But the church is crying about revival, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the power of God which can touch you and me, the power of God which can work within me and within you. But through all this, my brother, my sister, I meet a lot of people who ask me this question. So Peter Kumar, what am I going to become? What am I going to become? Recently, I was in a church in San Francisco, and a few people came to the meeting. And when I was about to pray for people, they came and they put their hands out to me and they said, "Can you read my hand? Can you read my hand?" I was very surprised. Maybe somebody said, "Oh, this man, he can tell you about your future." But I have a prophetic ministry, and I believe all of us have what is called a prophetic insight. But when they put out their hands, I didn't know what to say. But the Holy Spirit told me, "Peter Kumar, speak into their lives. Speak into their lives." But I said, "Lord, they think I'm a psychic or maybe a palm reader." But God told me, "No, you speak their destiny into their life. You speak their destiny." I was very surprised that God would like to speak to even people who think that we are palm readers or tarot card readers or psychics. But when I began to speak into their lives, I saw that they broke down and they cried. They came the next day, and I asked them whether they would like to connect with Jesus, whether they would like to connect with the plans of God. And almost all of them, they walked up and they said, "Yes, we need to connect with God." My brother, my sister, for nearly 2 years, the Lord has been speaking into my heart to produce what is called a destiny, a set of teachings, a set of revelation where you and me will know that God has plans for us. God has plans for us. God always says, "I know the thoughts I have for you. I know the thoughts I have for you. Thoughts, plans, not to harm you, but to give you the desires of your heart, to give you an end which will be very different from what you think." Destiny. So what is destiny? Destiny is a journey. Destiny is a revelation. Destiny would draw you and me closer to God. Yes, with God, through God. With God, through God. And in destiny, I believe God has asked me to speak about 10 subjects, 10 different subjects. Now, how do these subjects arise? How did I get to these subjects? From the emails and the telephone calls and so many people who came and asked me to counsel them. The common questions people have, the common questions. So I have put some of these questions as a package, and I'm trying to answer them. But I'm also trying to prophetically speak into your life. Prophetically speak into your life. Because you know where you are. You know your circumstances. But maybe God would use me as a vessel, as a voice, to let you know where God wants you to be. To let you know what God wants you to become. So destiny is a mentoring program, where we are going to talk about 10 different subjects. Maybe if God would lead us further, we will take on more subjects. And in destiny, God has also helped me to design a workbook. So for each lesson, I put a workbook. So you can put it on your computer. Maybe you can look at the notes. And I want you to attempt to go through that workbook, to complete it, so that you will have a revelation about who you are, but what you have to become. Who you are, but where you have to go, and what is going to be your journey. So welcome to Destiny.